The Wildcats Marching Band will go to its first contest this Saturday in Texarkana. We get more information from band director Charles McCauley.
It's going to be a good test for us. We're the last band to perform, and that's a cool thing because there's 25 bands there, and we will be the last one, and so the whole stands will be completely full. In fact, there will be some spillover. And so that's kind of neat because the kids can perform for a full audience. And what's cool about that is at a band contest, of course, the audience is totally quiet during the performance because they're there to see the band. And so that's neat for the kids to perform for a large crowd, and they're watching the show and watching what they're doing. So that's going to be good.
Yeah, you have a bunch of stands up there with people just sitting there, right?
And watching,
it's not what they're used to.
Right, and if the whole place is full, the whole home side will be full at Grimm Stadium. And all they're doing is watching the band, and they're listening. In fact, it's kind of weird because it's totally quiet. You know, it's weird to be outside at a band contest or at a football stadium, and things get totally quiet. But it is, and it's a neat experience. And the freshmen have no clue what this is fixing to be about, but it's an exciting time for us.
Will you get some quality bands there?
Yes. There'll be some really good bands. Atlanta will be there, and they're a perennial state contender in 4A now. Mm-hmm. There's a big band, two big bands from Louisiana. There's a big band from Arkansas. So there'll be some real stiff competition there.
And let's talk a little bit about the progress in the band. It seemed like they put the show together real faster this year, maybe than we've seen it in years past.
They have. Although we did not perform the entire show until last week, we would have been probably ready to add it maybe the week before, we could have gotten on and off the field, but to do it at the level that we're doing it now, it's a difficult process to put all the stuff together. We share kids. We have some ninth grade football players that don't get a whole bunch of practice time with us, but they get some. And so putting it all together is a unique experience, but I think they're doing well, and I'm excited to see what happens on Saturday.
You made a conscious decision to increase your practice time, mainly for your music. And how's that working out?
Well, it was a huge thing for us because the better we know the music, then the better and easier we can learn the drill. You have to know your music before you can put the drill on the field, because if you know it and when you start to play it, if you don't know that music very well, then it's a struggle. So that has really paid off for us big time. It's been really exciting to see the progress. We will do that again because it's been a real positive for us.
Is this a year for advancement, or is this not?
It's not. It's not a year for advancement for us. 4A and 6A will go, and I still have trouble getting used to that. But one thing that about this kind of, you know, all the contests we're going to are judged a little differently. This contest that we're going to, getting back to that, we'll have three band judges, but we'll also have a judge for color guard and a judge for percussion, and a judge for drum major, I think.
KSSD News.